il y avait, en Westphalie, dans le château de Monsieur le Baron de Thundersenfront.
Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Just get set and get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine.
WMUC-FM, College Park.
Get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Just get set and get going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble. Get set and get going.
Thank you. summertime blues. Wow, I ain't no kill.
Okay, now we can talk.
Yes.
We started that out with a twofer from Blue Cheer, from the album Vincibus Eruptum, Summertime Blues and Rock Me Baby. And gonna do Smurfs next. Okay.
Happy, happy doctor, a doctor, won't you please? I need a painkiller.
This one?
Okay. Yeah. This is error prone. Okay, do this. No, I'll do this.
Hidden village where tiny creatures lived. They call themselves Smurfs. They were good. Then there was Gargamel, the evil wizard. He was bad.
Ooh, I hate Smurfs. I'll get you. I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do. I'll find your village someday. You'll be sorry.
Well, the forest is still there. And if you listen, you may hear Gargamel's rage. And if you are good, you may just catch a glimpse of the Smurfs.
Okay. Smurfs.
So, Jay, do you like these Smurfs? Smurf?
I never saw the Smurfs.
Really?
Really?
But it was... Did it... You know, were they on American TVs?
Yeah, but I didn't watch kids shows in the 1990s.
But I think these Smurfs are older than that. Let me see how old are these Smurfs. They started as a comic in 1958.
Okay.
And when was the TV show? There was a TV show from 1961 to 1967, then 1981 to 1989, and 2020 to present. So yeah, you could have watched these Smurfs when you were a kid.
Okay.
So, and they're Belgian. I don't know, they were always kind of weird to me, but that's just me. So what is, I have another thing line up, and that's enough Smurfing right now. So right now I have a cover. I don't know if you are interested in covers, Jay.
Yeah, I like covers.
So do you like Queen?
The one song I like is Tie Your Mother Down.
Okay.
But that's not the one you picked.
Yeah, so this is a very important Queen song, which is Bohemian Rhapsody, and this is a cover. Do you like Bohemian Rhapsody?
It's okay.
Maybe this cover will make you love this song.
Okay, I'll give it a try.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low, any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
Scooter?
Yeah, Chief?
Remind me to stop setting up these video conferences. They're not very productive.
You got it.
Sheesh.
So, Jay, what do you think about this cover of Bohemian Rhapsody?
I'm quite faithful to the original.
Quite faithful to the original. But do you think it improves the original?
No.
Demerits the original?
It merits the original?
Oh no, it takes value from the song, this version.
I think I like the original better.
I mean,
but here we, if you want to know what the Muppets sound like singing Bohemian Rhapsody with a solo by Miss Piggy, that's...
I mean, It's not. It's better than expected, to be honest, Jay.
I wasn't expecting it at all.
But, you know, this could be like UMD's anthem. You know, like Muppets, Jim Henson.
Yes, because Jim Henson is a alumnus of the University of Maryland.
Well, was.
Yes, and if you go to the Stamp Union, you can see his statue there with Kermit.
Yeah, so it's a very important cover for all Terps out there. So, Muppets singing Bohemian Rhapsody, this is for all of you. Be proud. So Jay, what is this song?
Oh, the one that I'm playing right now?
Yes.
It's called Unum by Opetir.
Opetir.
Yes.
I mean, I like it, but it kind of becomes repetitive after a while.
Well, we play ambient music on WMUC.
Yes, but at least in our show, ambient music needs to be mashed up with something.
Mashing up without talking. Wait, let me mash up something. Let me see what I got. Okay, I'll put together a mashup, but in the meantime, we'll play music from the film.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
My animal friends, come and visit me often at my house. And the pigs greet me oink, 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 and the cows greet me moo, moo, moo. And the pigs greet me oink, 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 and the cows greet me moo, moo, moo. Now the pigs greet me oink, 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 and the cows greet me moo, moo. Now the pigs greet me oink, 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 and the cows greet me moo, moo. Mmm. Mmm. Mmm.
The sky above us is becoming very lighted. The light is very, very mysterious, and as it's coming forward, it's forming a huge, brilliant, diamond, glowing star, a beautiful star. Now the star itself is opening up, and there, as though coming from a portrait, translates it in words exactly how to describe this view. A tremendous star, and right in the center of it, it's covering now the whole sky above us, over our heads, and I would say also to the rear of our heads. Oh, and Our Lady is coming directly through that star. She's stepping down as though she was held up on a pedestal there. Our Lady is stepping down, and she's looking all about her. It's not still up there. There seems to be a wind because it's blowing her skirt back and forth. Our Lady looks so fragile and so beautiful. She's almost now very close to us. And Our Lady touches her finger to her mouth. My child, I am coming this close because of the multitudes. I do not in any way wish to be disturbed by their seeing me en masse, my child. I know you have often asked me to appear to others to make your mission shorter. However, my child, I must go under the direction of the Eternal Father, and He wills it at this time that no more than five be given this sighting.
Yeah. Thank you very much. First, let me thank all of you who are here. Many of us have been working together now for 20 years. For as long as I've known her, I thank the Vice President and Mrs. Gore for their family conference and the light it has shed on the announcement we're here to emphasize today. Thank you, Secretary Riley, for the Community Learning Centers, and I'm very proud of what we've done there. Thank you, Bill White. I'll talk more about your contribution in a moment, but it is truly remarkable. And I thank Rand and Deborah Bass for giving us a living, breathing example of the best of America, parents who are working hard to do their jobs, but also determined to do their most important job very well with their children. I thank Senator Feinstein, Senator Dodd, and Senator Boxer for being here. Tomorrow, in the State of the Union address, I will spell out what we seek to do on behalf of our children to prepare them for the 21st century. But I want to talk a little bit about education today and about this announcement in that context. Education must be our nation's highest priority. Last year in the State of the Union address, I set out a 10-point plan to move us forward and urged the American people to make sure that politics stops at the schoolhouse door. Well, we've made a lot of progress on that 10-point plan. A remarkable array of initiatives to open the doors of college to every American who's willing to work for it. Strong progress toward high national standards in the basics, the America Reads Challenge to teach every 8-year-old to read. Continued progress in the Vice President's program to hook up all of our classrooms and libraries to the internet for the year 2000. This has been the most important year in a generation for education reform. Tomorrow I'll set out the next steps on our continuing road. First, I will propose the first ever national effort to reduce class size in the early grades. Hillary and I worked very hard 15 years ago now to have very strict class sizes at home in the early grades, and it was quite controversial and I think enormously beneficial when we did it. Our balanced budget will help to hire 100,000 teachers who must pass state competency tests, but who will be able to reduce class size in the first, second, and third grades to an average of 18 nationwide. Second, since there are more students and there will be more teachers, there must be more classrooms. So I will propose a school construction tax cut to help communities modernize and build new schools. Third, I will promote a national effort to help schools that follow the lead of the Chicago system in ending social promotion, but helping students with summer school and other programs to give them the tools they need to get ahead. All these steps will help our children get the future they deserve. And that's why what we're announcing here is so important as well. Every child needs some place to go after school. With after-school programs, we can not only keep our kids healthy and happy and safe, we can help to teach them to say no to drugs, alcohol, and crime, yes to reading, sports, and computers. My balanced budget plan includes a national initiative to spark private sector and local community efforts to provide after-school care, as the Secretary of Education said, to 500,000 more children. Now, let me say, in addition to all the positive benefits, I think it's important to point out that the hours between 3 and 7 at night are the most vulnerable hours for young people to get in trouble for juvenile crime. There is this sort of assumption that everybody that gets in trouble when they're young has just already been abandoned. That's not true. Most of the kids that get in trouble after school closes and before their parents get home from work. So there, in the adolescent years and later years, it's profoundly important to try to give kids something to say yes to and something positive to do. But we can't do it alone. As I said, our plan involves a public-private partnership. So it's fallen to me to announce that our distinguished guest from the Mott Foundation of Flint, Michigan, has pledged up to $55 million to help ensure that after-school programs supported by federal funds are of the highest quality. That is an astonishing gift. Thank you, Bill White. Thank you.
Renew yourselves in France. We are truly truly.
We are determined to help Americans succeed in the workplace, to raise well-educated, healthy kids, and to help Americans succeed at the toughest job of all, that of being a parent. And the Mott Foundation has gone a long way toward helping us. I thank them. Now, I have to go back to work on my State of the Union speech. And I worked on it till pretty late last night. But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank you.
Renew yourselves and fast, for I tell you truly, that Satan and his plagues may only be cast out by fasting and by prayer. Go by yourself and fast alone, and show your fasting to no man. The living God shall see it, and great shall be your reward. And fast till Beelzebub and all his evils depart from you, and all the angels of our earthly mother come and serve you. For I tell you truly, except you fast, you shall never be freed from the power of Satan and from all diseases that come from Satan. Fast and pray fervently, seeking the power of the living God for your healing. While you fast, eschew the sons of men and seek our earthly mother's angels, for he that seeks shall find.
Como sai fumaça, caderete de preto velho. Como sai fumaça,
caderete de preto velho. Como sai fumaça,
caderete de preto velho.
Como sai fumaça,
caderete de preto velho.
Caderete de preto velho.
Caderete de preto velho.
The name of this calico medium is Madre o Santo. Her communicants are the children of Jurema. The canons of demonology tell us that the great beast, Pan, or Satan, teaches his witches to dance like trained animals. Only here we haven't to do with the demon at all, but Christ, Son of God, and his lieutenant Ogum, or St. George. The point couldn't be made more clearly. In the tensions of religious ecstasy, the rites of magic glide imperceptibly from God to Satan and back again, from the white angels to the black.
A Jurema é muito linda, com seu capacete de pena. Chama a Jurema,
chama a Jurema.
É uma boba,
chama a Jurema, chama a
Jurema.
For them, worship is necessarily the worship of the church of their Portuguese conquerors. But the expression of religious feeling is the frenzy of the Afro-pagan orgy. The trance-like identification with the natural world of trees and animals, the submerging of the higher consciousness and conscience into a rush of instinctive drive. Possession, whether by Ogum St. George or the great beast himself, remains a physiological fact. In all cases, the characteristic features of the possessed are the same. Contortion of the body, facial swelling, the fixity of the eye, bloodless pricks from a needle. The same set of symptoms, incidentally, which were regarded as conclusive proof at the witch trials of the 17th century, a condition for which you could roast at the stake.
Aquele deve me pagar na porta do cemitério.
Those witches are dead. This is Macumba, he who opens the gates of cemeteries. Macumba, who in a different guise desecrated the Victorian solemnity of Highgate Cemetery in London, now presides in the dancing candlelight on the shores of Brazil. The spirits are hungry, and it is their right, a terrifying right, to feast on the food of the living. They won't be satisfied with a chalice of wine and a wafer. Macumba is a gourmet, his children will be possessed of evil to the electrifying screech of the cock.
Na porta do cemitério, ai quem me deve me paga. Na porta do cemitério, ai quem me deve me paga. Na porta do cemitério, ai quem me deve me paga. Na porta do cemitério, ai quem me deve me paga. Na porta do cemitério, ai quem me deve me paga. Exu.
Life and death, sex and exaltation fuse into a timeless dimension. Possession intensifies as the features of animals stamp themselves upon the faces and the bodies of the worshippers. The night air carries the stench of flames, food, sex, and an acrid, unnatural sweat. Delirium. There's the cock. The beast has choked out all his humanity, leaving only the excited animal behind.
Party, no joke. Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
You call women you don't like fat pigs,
no joke.
Dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account
only
is
Rosie
several.
O'Donnell.
We are also praying for the people of Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico.
Tough hurricane. One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
Nobody has done more for the black community than Donald Trump. And if you look, with the exception of Abraham Lincoln, possible exception,
in Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
All I know about magnets is this. Give me a glass of water. Let me drop it on the magnets. That's the end of the magnet.
And I told Abdul, don't do it anymore. You do it anymore, you're going to have problems. And he said, why do you send me a picture of my house? I said, you're going to have to figure that out, Abdul. And for 18...
Just a yes or no, you still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan. And I refuse to say it, but when... He took showers with the other pros. They came out of there. They said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
No, get those lights off. Off. Turn them off. They're too bright. Turn them off. Turn them off. Let's go. Ready? Turn off the lights. Turn off the lights.
I tested positively toward negative, right?
I didn't want to do this.
Excuse me. One second.
No.
I didn't want to get
Donald, you cannot take
more energy tonight. I like that. She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
We have a case where a certain country,
India,
How did mine look?
I'm an extremely stable genius.
I am
President Z.
And the Chinese Communist
tropical storm. Isis. Totalitarianism.
Tolerate.
Fresh vegetables.
Fatalities.
Or semi.
Shifting production to Thailand.
Blue phone for telephone. Telephonically, as they said.
You know, granite is unmeltable by blow torches.
Yes.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large a brain.
I never attacked him on his look, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there that I can tell you.
Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen Silence of the late, great Hannibal Lecter? He's a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner.
And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
This is a tough business.
You're a tough guy.
And we need to have a leader that is real tough. You're never going to be president of the United States.
Let's see, how's it 40? I'm beating him awfully badly in the polls.
But you're not beating Hillary. So but you're not beating Hillary.
Well, then if I can't beat her, you're really going to get killed, aren't you? Don't worry about that baby. I love babies, though. I love babies.
I hear that baby crying. I like
it. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here. They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting. Even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?